This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Homeowners around Colorado are in for some sticker shock. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that counties will soon send out new property valuations.
These valuations will eventually dictate property taxes. Those bills go out next year. In Denver, the median increase of 33% is unprecedented in recent memory, says Assessor Keith Erfmeyer.
Well, I've been with the office for 29 years, so it's the highest I can recall in Denver.
In 2020, voters repealed the Gallagher Amendment. It would have provided some tax relief in this situation. Governor Jared Polis' office says that it's seeking more options before the end of the legislative session. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, registered voters have started getting ballots in the mail for the mayoral runoff election next month. There are two candidates in the race, Wayne Williams and Yemi Mobolade. Mobolade says that while he applauds the work of outgoing Mayor John Suthers, he will bring change to the city.
This is the challenge of my opponent. He will come into office and it will just be simply status quo. We are not going to move forward. In fact, we will move backwards.
All registered voters must vote for a candidate again, even if they voted in the general election earlier this month. Election day for Colorado Springs is May 16th. The state recorded this year's first tornado yesterday afternoon. The National Weather Service says the landspout touched down near Keensburg and was visible from Denver International Airport. Flights were temporarily on hold until conditions cleared up. This is CPR News.